96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Could you positively impact the life of a boy or teenager by making a needed connection with them? Well, you might be surprised at how important you could be to a young person who needs guidance. This is National Mentoring Month, and tonight we're going to talk about the power of mentoring and the effect it can have on boys. My guests are Walter Kirkland, president of 100 Black Men of Prince George's County, president emeritus. You don't look that old, Walter. Okay.
I just said. Thank you, Harold.
There you go. Sincere Cook, social worker at Howard University Middle School, and Kari Brown, executive director of Capital Partners for Education. We're going to talk about this and hope that you will join in the conversation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Gents, thanks for joining me in this conversation. I appreciate you coming in. And Kari, thanks for joining us on the phone.
Thank you for
having
us.
Thank you, Harold.
Okay, Walter, let me start with you.
Absolutely.
The 100 Black Men of Prince George's County has been doing a lot of mentoring of young people. Simple question, why? Why is there a need for this kind of connection and guidance?
Harold, there are children out there that who have parents on lockdown who, believe it or not, Harold, are living in parking lots. And I'm going to repeat this. Living in their car, outside, in parking lots. Showering at Burger King's and McDonald's. The moms, mostly a single parents, are going to work. And the kids are going to school. We have that type of situation going on out there in terms of children looking for guidance. You also have some of the parents are incarcerated. And these children are just, and I'm sure Sincere will mention this, are looking for guidance. They want to be led, Harold. And there's a big need. We chose Suitland Elementary, District Heights. We could have went to Bowie or Upper Marlboro or the high city areas, but we selected those initiatives to give them more focus. So there's a big, big need for especially young African-American men to be led. Many don't think they're going to live past 21 years old. Many, I ask them, why are you stealing those Timberlands? Well, you know why, Mr. Kirkland? I'm bored. I have nothing to do. My dad's in prison. So there is a big, big need, and this is a generalization, of young men wanting to be led by other men, that they don't have a lot of strong figures in their family.
But Sincere, I would argue that not all boys or teenagers that need mentoring are from destitute or underserved communities.
That's very true. I think all boys need mentoring. They all need direction and guidance. And whether they get it from their family members, whether it be their dads, their uncles, their cousins, their older cousins, they get it from the school system, from their teachers, from the male teachers there. They can get it from their reverends. They can get it from brothers on the corner who are doing constructive and positive things. So they can get it from all areas, and they can get it at all different ages and all different parts of the neighborhood.
Kari, I said during the course of my newscast that mentoring isn't just about showing up and talking to these boys or young men about sports. It's a much more complex proposition. I spoke about connection. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, one of the things, Harold, that's really important with mentoring, you know, connection certainly, but also just being consistent in being there for the student. So, you know, we really coach our mentors on being reliable and consistent, and often they haven't had that in, you know, with adult relationships previously. And so you say, you know, you just got to show up. You got to keep being there when you say you're going to be there and do what you say you're going to do. And that's a great way to just set a great example for these young men.
I was going to say also, I think that 80% of how you show up is your body language.
What do you mean?
So sometimes people can be present but not really be there, not want to be there, right? And boys pick up on this if you're really not interested in doing the work, right?
That's correct.
So I think that when you show up, your body language, they're watching how you carry yourself, how you position yourself. And if you're connecting with them, it's not just what you say, but it's also how you express yourself.
It's kind of like his name, Harold Sincere. If you're sincere, the kids are going to pick up on that, and they'll look you in the eye, and they actually will say they appreciate you. Mr. Kirkland, one kid, and I was telling one of your producers in the green room, one kid said to me, say, Mr. Kirkland, I love you. Mm. And Harold, I have to say, I shed a tear because it was very sincere. Mm-hmm. He was 6 years old. Mm. So they know when you're sincere. It's like a puppy. They know when you have bad vibes. Mm. And to Sincere's point, they know that.
So how do you become a mentor? Different organizations do different things.
Correct.
But foundationally, what kind of mindset do you have to want to be a mentor, and what's the end result? Because I would imagine it is a commitment.
It's a tremendous commitment, Harold. We at the 100 Black Men, we have 110 chapters across the country, globally, and we have a mentoring training program that's online that you have to get certified that talks about the sensitivity of dealing with group mentoring and individual mentoring and what to say and what not to say. A lot of us think we want to mentor, but mentoring children is very temperamental. They'll call the police on you. So it's a very, very sensitive topic that you have to understand and get proper training to take care of these children because, you know, not to say you have to be a parent or a dad, but you have to get some certification, in my opinion, to properly mentor these children because they're looking for guidance. They're looking for structure. Mm-hmm. Not because you're a nice guy, Harold, or you know, sincere. Mm-hmm. They need structure. Mm-hmm. They need routine and repetition.
Background checks?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Background checks are, and we do get people back sometimes that have criminal elements, and we cannot have them mentor these children.
Mm-hmm. A very important point. When I come back, we're going to go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about mentoring young boys and teens. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the power of mentoring and the effect that it can have on boys. This is National Mentoring Month. My guests are Walter Kirkland, President Emeritus of 100 Black Men of Prince George's County, Sincere Cook, a social worker at Howard University Middle School, and Kari Brown, Executive Director of Capital Partners for Education. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone line. Denise calling from Laurel, Maryland. Denise, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I would like to know, tell us about a time you mentored a young person and how you changed their life.
Yes. Yeah, if I can just chime in. There was one child, Denise, and thanks for calling in, where he didn't feel he could make it through, actually was going to commit suicide. Mm. And through one-on-one mentoring, we took him to the Space Museum out there, Goddard Space Museum out there in Greenbelt, did some one-on-one coaching, and this young man now is on a rehabilitative program. But that's one example where these kids need, to our earlier discussion, Harold, need to have strong role models because the dad in that example was not in the family, was being raised by the mother with multiple children, and the child was considering suicide.
Mm. Same question quickly, Kari. What involvement have you had with young people, and how have you changed a life, if indeed, you know, that's been your experience?
Yeah, I got the greatest phone call recently, Harold, from a young man that I mentored years ago. And I hadn't heard from him in a couple of years, and he just called me up to say thank you. And
yes.
He said he'd been home recently. He'd moved out of D.C. He was in New York. He had a job. He graduated college. And he came back home, and he realized, you know, that all of his friends had different life paths than he had. You know, many were in jail or on the streets, and he credited his success. He's employed now and you know, beginning his career, but on his way to do great things. And he just thanked me. And, you know, I wasn't expecting it, but he said that, you know, really turned his life around, and now he wants to give back and do the same thing for other young men. So you know, that type of thing is why we do this.
Gary, if I can, Walter.
And I want Sincere to also comment, because you
really have an opportunity to interact with some very young
Correct.
People.
Correct. So I was going to say one of the situations I can recall is helping a young man transition from a special ed setting into a regular school setting.
Mm.
And he wanted to be in a regular school so bad. Like, that meant the world to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just working through that process. And a lot of the school systems had beat up on him in previous settings. So he was here at my school, and we made a plan, and we stuck to it. And, of course, there was some breakdowns, but there were more breakthroughs than breakdowns. And we worked mm-hmm. on it consistently. And eventually, this young man was able to transition back to a regular school and graduate, which is what his goal was.
Well, thank you so much, Denise. Thank you for your phone call. I want to make sure that, you know, our listeners understand, because we've done this program before. We've had this conversation, and usually after I get off the air or the very next day, I get a lot of phone calls. I get inboxes on Facebook, single mothers and others, grandmothers looking for mentors. The 100 Black Men of Prince George's County, they are providing opportunities for mentoring. And what's the website for those who are interested in finding out more about that quickly before I go to
yes,
a break?
Yes, Harold. 100PrinceGeorges.org. 100PrinceGeorges.org.
Okay, 100PrinceGeorges.org. We're going to talk a little bit more about this on the other side. So if you're on the phone, George, Patricia, Nick, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. We'll be back with more on this conversation about mentoring in just a bit. Stay with us.